were able, out of the 47 grants that the secretary announced, we've got three that actually covers Indiana. And we're really pleased that that equals to a little over $2 million that we were able to bring in here to the state.
If folks want to find out more information about the grants that are available or to apply for them, I'm assuming, how can they do so?
Well, there's a website, of course, that you can go on to understand more about what these grants are. This is about the same time of year each year that they put out an announcement for it, and then it gets granted, and we've got our brand new fiscal year starting in. So we'll see that this fall we'll be seeing these partners get started on these grants, and some of them covers just one state, some covers more than one, more than just one state. But we're really pleased that the three that's going to happen are all related to soil health, and of course Indiana is a national leader in that. So we're really anxious to even continue with some more innovative ideas to help promote soil health.
Can we talk a little bit about the grant with Purdue University and the one that's specific here to the state?
Yes, the one that Purdue's going to be doing is one that we've really been hoping that got funded. They're going to be looking really close at doing some new kinds of assessment methods and looking at our reclaimed mine ground, particularly in the southern part of the state, and really try to do some modeling to get an idea of what's happening with the carbon and the nutrient cycles that's really going on, because we have such a different setting of the ground there after mining's been done, and trying to decide with soil health what kinds of practices that would be good in relation to tillage and cover crops, and just really what's going on differently with that reclaimed ground than other kinds of ground. And we're really anxious to have them do some modeling and some new methods to find out just what's going on.
And, of course, the one with the National Association of Conservation Districts will look at cover crops, correct?
Right. They're going to really, more on a national level, find out all the practices that's really been successful out there. Again, looking at the soil and climate, and trying to promote in more detail the economics and cost benefits, and just take some basic information about soil health to a whole different level, and there's a big need for that.